Okay. So we spoke yesterday how the shofar is ma'orer the hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Olam HaYichud, and memela it should be ma'orer us in the Olam HaYichud. It's ma'orer us in tshuva to connect to that place, and that's kind of the concept of shofar, which is ma'orer that hanhaga. Lamaisa, I saw a shmooze in this sefer called Imre Or. This is a sefer shmoozin by Rev Eliezer Vachtvoilo. So he has shmoozin over here. So he says a vart like this. Unbelievable vart. I just feel bad because this vart is so perfect for Shmuel Brass.
Is he not here?
So he says that we mentioned that Ashrei Hashem bo'er panecha yehaleichun. It is a concept
Oh, wow. Mishael just went out.
So the pasuk says Ashrei Yoideh. Praiseworthy are the people that know how to utilize a truah. What happens when you utilize a truah? Hashem is oimed mimit from the chair of rachamim to the chair of din, from the chair of din to the chair of rachamim.
Playing it from
Now, there is a concept. Remember, it says Hashem ba'or panecha yehaleichuv. When we blow shofar, a certain or comes out, light. So which light? It's the light which allows us to see through the darkness. And as we always said, the hester is the choshech, the light is the yichud. So again, it's being megala light. The David Hashem, oiri, oiri is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah reveals a certain or to the world. The or that it reveals to the world is the or of the world of Yichud. It's the or of the truth of the world of Yichud, and that's the or of the David Hashem Oiri. David Hashem Oiri, Oiri is Rosh Hashanah, is the or of the world of Yichud. It's the or of the real thing that's going on. The Gilui of the Malchus of Hashem is supposed to become very, very clear. Okay? Now, we were discussing how the shofar brings out the hanhag of Hashem of Yichud. So he brings a vart from the Brisker Rav over here, which is an unbelievable vart. First of all, that it says one of the psukim that we say in Musaf, Ubo ha'oivdim me'eretz Ashur. Those that got lost in Ashur, those that got lost in Ashur, they got that. Those that got lost in Ashur, the hanidachim me'eretz Mitzrayim, and the ones that got lost in Mitzrayim are all going to come back. Right? That's what we said. At that day, you talk about shofar gadol. When Hashem blows the shofar. Uvo ha'ivdim me'eretz Ashur, all those lost neshamas that are in Eretz Ashur and nidachim Eretz Mitzrayim, all going to come back. Says the Brisker Rav, what are we talking about? So the Brisker Rav. By the way, I reserve the right to repeat this over at some point. On your own, it's an amazing
What's
part.
Brisker Rav doing in here? And is this
No, no, no. I'm
it's
saying
separate?
a separate shmooze, but it's going to go
Oh,
later.
okay.
Brisker Rav connect says that who are we talking about that's going to come back? It's talking about lost neshamas that don't even know they themselves are Jewish. And Hashem made it that they married people that also don't know that they're Jewish. And the neshamas stayed Jewish for doris. And those neshamas that they and their spouse and their father and their mother and their grandfather, no one knew that they were Jewish. But they remained a Yiddish neshama. When Mashiach comes, those neshamas are all going to come back. Why? How? On that day, Yitoka b'shofar gadol. The shofar is going to bring them back. Why? Because of this var. In this world, they're not Jewish. They don't know it. They don't act it. They have nothing about them that has any kesher with Hashem.
In
So
halacha,
where?
we can't even
So where?
see.
Where is their Yiddishkeit? Where is their neshama? It's only in the world of Yichud. It's only that Hashem knows. It's only in the world that no one keeps track of what's going on. There's another world going on. There's people that are yidden down here who don't even know it in this world at all. This is like the extreme of this vart that in the Olam HaMishpat, they don't even know what their neshama is. But the only place that they have a connection is only in the world of Yichud, and only when only Hashem knows. What brings and awakens that connection is the Shofar Gadol. That's what the pasuk say. This is brisk rough. It says, "V'ha'ya b'yom ahu yitaka b'shofar gadol," that the Shofar Gadol has the ability to awaken the part of the neshama that even you yourself are not aware of. And when the Shofar Gadol is going to come and it's going to awaken all of those neshamas, that's what's going to that's part of the Gula process. So this is true when it comes to the Shofar Gadol. What about the Shofar Katan? What about the Shofar that we blow every year? So the Shofar Katan is supposed to awaken that part of us that we do know that we what we are, but we don't know the full potential of what we are, and we also are covered over with a lot of garbage. And the Shofar Gadol awakens even the people that don't know anything, but the Shofar Katan should awaken at least those that do know, and that there's a part of their neshama that they kind of know, but they kind of cover over. And when the aura of Rosh Hashanah comes through the shofar, what that does is it brings you to another world that is just clarity of Hashem. And that clarity is able to reawaken the part of the neshama that we're not connected to.
Must be an Oregon News type of org.
It's it's pretty
An Oregon News-esque.
it's pretty up there. He gives a mashal. It's a cool mashal. He brings a mashal from the Pshalmish Vajran. Like I said, I may say this over again, but it's Shema. So he said that there was when the first movies came out, so it was like, everyone's sitting there and then they're showing the movie on the screen or on the wall, they're like projecting it. And so this guy who's a very like really you can watch stuff like for real, like wars and fight it and whatever, all these cool stuff, and it's like it's happening right in front of you. And so he's like, wow, and he's like a farmer, he's like a not educated guy, and he goes into the dark room over there. And he's like, wow, this is so real. This is unbelievable. I want to really get into this. I want to see it. So he goes up to the screen with his flashlight and starts flashing his flashlight and starts trying to like see like all the detail. And then everyone's in the and when everyone's like, turn off your flashlight, you put your flashlight, you can't see anything. So he said, why not? I'm just trying to understand. He says, this stuff you only see when it's dark. When you have a little light, you can't, doesn't look like anything anymore. So he said, that's the whole Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is just a movie. When it's dark, it looks like it's real, like something's happening. But when the light of Rosh Hashanah comes, when the light of Rosh Hashanah comes, the Or, Hashem Oiri, you flash the light on it, it just disappears. There's nothing left. Because the what?
What's nothing left?
The
What is nothing left?
whole Olam Hazeh.
All of
Well,
them is a
the whole
dimmer.
everything, it's just a dimyon that right? So you sometimes there's things that are only visible in the choshech. They're only visible when it's dark. The second becomes light, it goes away. So the light that the shofar brings is the light of the emes, the real emes. Like we said, the first time it was shown was at Matan Torah. The next time it will be shown in its fullest glory will be Mashiach. And every year, says the Ramchal, we're trying to connect the two, and we're trying to do it on a smaller scale. And the way we're doing it is by bringing out an R that brings out the MS, lets us see that everything in this world is not true. It's just smoke
Mirrors.
and mirrors. And then it allows the person to, just like Lasid Lavoi, the Boa Ovdei Meretz Ashur are going to return because they're going to sense it in their neshama. So too, every part of our neshama should be awakened by that shofar. That's basically the vart.
Oh, great for it.
Yeah, it's very
That's
powerful. So I got this vart from, I saw it yesterday, punked in the sefer, and it much matches exactly what we were talking about. So I wanted to
beautiful
share
part,
it.
yes.
He really takes it a step further, which is that he shows and proves that there's two mahalchim in tshuva. I've said over this idea before, but there's two mahalach in tshuva. There's one mahalach in tshuva, which is the typical mahalach that we talk about. You have to enumerate your averus, you have to figure out how to do better, you have to do charot, aziva, vidui, etc. But there's another type of tshuva, which Rabbi Yehuda says, which Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to go into a room, close the door, and basically tell Hashem, I'm a new person. I'm a new guy. And once you become a new guy, you're not subject to anything that old person did. So the question is, how is that possible? But I thought there's a whole process of tshuva. You can't just do that. So he explains, there's only certain times that you can do that. You can't do that when you're still in the thick of things and say, I'm a new person. No, you're not. You're still the same guy. Now you have problems, fix them. That's the regular method. But Rosh Hashanah is a day that a person can say, I'm not that guy anymore. Because now I flashed the light on who I thought I was. And that old guy disappeared, and now I'm a new guy. So Rosh Hashanah is able, through that aura, to kind of connect to a person that we ourselves don't know who we are. Because, like we said, that chelik of our neshama is really not in this world so much. That chelik of the neshama is really connected to a different world. But sometimes there's a maga in that world through the shofar and gets us there. Okay?
Oh, what a nice face.
So that's
Who's that? Is it,
this
who's?
is from Rebbe Ber Vachtvogel.
But that's all his.
He says a lot of these things. I'm connecting it to the Ramchal. But I just got like a nice feeling about it because it was very related to what we were talking about.
But the
So
or
this brings the
yeah.
whole concept together. That there's like the shofar's power. Again, this part we have to accept. We're not going to understand this part, why shofar does that. But when we put all the pieces together, that's what the mitzvah of shofar is. It's a koach to be able to connect to out of this world. That's the point. And it's connecting to the Yichud Hashem, to the Emes of Hashem, to the Einon Novadoi. And once a person is connected to that, the Ra goes away, the Toiv comes out, and the Toiv in the world, and the Toiv in each neshama of the world. And the stories like that, one after the other, about how this Israeli guy was in Thailand somewhere, and he was.
I'll tell you one right now. I had a cameraman who was a Cuban cameraman. I was in his home. He has all the yashkis everywhere with the candles. Really, really Catholic, whatever, Catholic or Christian, whatever it was. And during this period we were working together, his grandmother was on her deathbed, a Cuban lady, and she told her children that they were Jewish because they didn't want to be prosecuted in Cuba like they were prosecuted in Europe. So they raised their family as Catholics. And but you should know that you're really Jewish. And so this guy, he decided he wanted to do the mitzvah of circumcision. And he just felt like that was. So I put him in touch with Rabbi Selmar, and Rabbi Selmar made a joke. And it didn't go over so well.
Naturally.
he goes, tell me, is it going to be very painful? Is it going to, am I going to have side effects? He goes, well, the last one I did, the kid didn't walk for 3 years. So he got a little frightened from that. And I don't know if he ever had it done.
You can't be just hanging like that.
Huh?
You don't
Did
make
he
a
blow the
mess.
shofar? Did he not blow the shofar?
No.
That was it. That was it. That was. He was a little frightened from that. That's
That's pretty, no, but
pretty solid joke though.
that
Was pretty solid joke.
the no, but there is story like that. That there
Just
was
said
a
is.
Israeli guy, and then he hears a shofar from far away, and bam, all of a sudden the
Okay.
part of the neshama that he didn't even know existed came out.
Is there any
Like, oh, stop here.
references in Torah to this kind of spiritual?